It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
And one of our favorites is going to be talking to Doug in just a moment. But let me just remind you, this is Doug Oster, DougOster.com, the Organic Gardener. And we always make that opportunity available. The 10th caller right now, 412-922-1020, wins a $25 gift certificate to Sorgles in Wexford. And now, the star of the show, Mr. Doug Oster.
Good morning. In just a minute, we're going to talk to one of my favorite people, Nikki Jabor from Nova Scotia. We're going to talk all about winter gardening and tomatoes and calendars and savvy gardening and all sorts of cool stuff, but still no frost at my place. This is the longest the season has ever gone. Even though I took most of my tomatoes and peppers out, I left a couple in. I was still picking tomatoes, posted something on my Facebook page, and I saw lots of other people were still picking tomatoes in November. This is crazy. We're finally getting some rain today. All of our areas either in drought or severe drought. I have not seen anything like this ever. 1988 was the last time we had a drought that even came close. And most of the East Coast is affected too. So, yeah, it's going to rain most of the day. That's not going to be enough, but we'll take anything we can get. There's nothing worse than for a gardener than not to have rain. I'm going to talk to Nikki a little bit about that. But with rain comes a planting window, and we talk about these planting windows all the time. So trees, shrubs, perennials, bulbs, and cool weather veggies can still be planted. Wednesday is the last free online class of the season for Farm to Table. Buy fresh, buy local. Wednesday 5 p.m. It's all about late planting secrets and putting that garden to bed. It is going to get cold at some point, and now I want to welcome Nikki Jabor. She's an award-winning author and TV personality from Nova Scotia, Canada. She loves to garden. And Nikki, welcome to the show. Good morning.
Good morning, Doug. Thank you so much for having me. It is great to hear your voice.
Oh, it's great to hear yours, too. We've talked about it before, but tell me how gardening became your thing.
You know, I think it's just because I grew up with a little vegetable garden. And I mean, little is the key word there. Unproductive, weedy. But I don't know. It just inspired me as a kid to think, wow, these vegetables just taste so much better. And my parents would buy me whatever seeds I wanted to try. And, you know, eventually I took over that little space and, you know, quadrupled the size of it. And here we are today. And I have like 35 raised beds in my backyard, a large polytunnel, a bunch of in-ground beds as well as the raised beds. And of course, my back deck is covered in pots all summer long. So I took that little kernel of inspiration from my little family veggie garden and turned it into, I guess, a passion for sure.
Oh, I know. From seeing your Facebook and Instagram, the garden looks great. How has your season been as far as rain is concerned?
Well, I would say dry. You know, listening to you and, you know, talking a bit about the drought, it was definitely a drier than usual season for sure. And when we did get rain, it was, you know, sometimes it would be a heavy rain, but of course, a lot of that doesn't absorb into the ground. And it was, you know, much less frequent than usual. And right now we're about one third of our usual rain rates for this time of the year. So definitely quite droughty. I've been normally my, you know, I heard you have no frost. Very jealous. Frost has been up here. It is about, I don't know, 25 degrees Fahrenheit here this morning. Heavy frost out there. So I've actually had to hook up my hose and unhook it a few times just to water some of my raised beds because they're still filled with vegetables too, the cold season superstars. And I've had to take a watering can up and spot water in the polytunnel as well just due to the fact, you know, again, that it's been warmer than usual, and with less rain and cloudy days, the soil, even in the polytunnel, dries out quicker.
Well, the thing is here, there's been frost around the area. It's just for most of us that are a little closer to the city, it hasn't hit yet, and it's just weird. And the funny thing is, first time I ever talked to Nikki on the radio, we became kindred spirits because I didn't know anybody else that was trying to grow all winter long. And if Nikki Jabor can do it in Nova Scotia, we can certainly do it in Pittsburgh. So let's talk about the genesis of that, of your winter gardening. Her book, The Year-Round Vegetable Gardener, it's the definitive work on how to grow all winter long. And so how did this begin?
Yeah, well, thank you, Doug. It was accidental, as most great things can be, I guess. My love of winter vegetable gardening. It's, you know, we always had one of those May to September gardens. You planted things in mid to late May when the frost was done, and you harvested until the frost came. And at that point, when I started doing this, you know, I would have been in my early 20s, and, you know, frost came in September. This year, I think my first frost was about October 25th, which, I mean, we've certainly seen the shift. But I went up to my garden to plant some garlic one October day all those years ago, and the arugula was still going strong, which I was like, you know, shouldn't you be long gone by now? I hadn't been up to the garden in a couple weeks since the frost. And so I covered it with an old row cover, and we ate that arugula till Christmas. You know, and then I kind of got me thinking, well, are there other vegetables that are maybe more tolerant of cold weathers, cold temperatures? And of course, I discovered so many different types of ones. Many I had never tried before, lots of different Asian greens. I don't think I ever had a leek at that point in my life. So there were so many different types of vegetables I could harvest later and later into the season. And then I discovered cold frames, which had, you know, been used for hundreds and hundreds of years, making mini hoop tunnels out of simple, you know, materials I can get from my hardware store. And eventually I upscaled and also added a polytunnel, which was a super game changer. Greenhouses and polytunnels are fantastic in home gardens, but there's just so many ways. Even a bale of straw or some leaves you've raked from your lawn can be used to insulate many types of root vegetables and stem crops for winter harvesting. So I harvest over 30 types at this point from my Nova Scotia garden all winter long, and I'm still discovering new ones every year.
Tell me a little bit, some of your favorites that are growing for this under winter protection.
I love my greens so much. I mean, I want salads all the time. So I've got lots of kales. And, you know, a lot of people don't like kales, but there's some deliciousness out there, I promise. but, you know, I love all the winter lettuces, especially the Salanova lettuces that are so hearty and so beautiful. There's red and green butterheads. There's like incised ones which have these feathery leaves. So there's lots of winter lettuces you can grow. Spinaches, arugula, tatsoys, so many hearty different types of greens that can be eaten fresh as well as in cooked dishes, you know, whether you're doing pastas or casseroles. I love all the root vegetables. My gosh, my kids, even though they're now grown, Doug, they still call our winter carrots magic carrots, candy carrots, because they still taste so sweet, as well as the beets. I've got winter radishes still in the garden. You know, the leeks, there's such a bounty. You know, we try to eat seasonally, of course, because, you know, I do have some tomatoes still ripening on my counter. But for the most part, the warm season crops are done, and we've switched to those cold season ones.
We'll talk a little bit about tatsoi, because that's also one of my favorite winter crops. That thing is tough, but it's just the tender, deep green leaves are just amazing. I love them fresh.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I do, too. I don't think, I mean, they're fine cooked, stir-fried, but I just don't ever get that far because when they're fresh and as you say, so tender, I just want to eat them right away from the garden. They're kind of like a spoon-shaped leaf, so kind of like a spinach-type substitute. If you like spinach, you're going to like tatsoi. It's got a tiny bit of a mild mustardy flavor as well. So hearty, you know, great color. There's different ones as well. There's a seed company in Quebec here in Canada that has a rainbow tatsoi, which
wow.
is, so each, oh my gosh, Doug, I got to send you some seeds. Each rosette, it's very low growing. It's a, you know, they're like 15 inches in diameter, these big rosettes of these, you know, dozens and dozens of leaves. And each one is green and dark green and then purple, a little burgundy. It's like kissed with these different colors and it tastes spectacular, but it also looks incredible when you're eating in a salad.
All right, Nikki, we're going to take a little break here, but we're going to bring you back right after the break. We've got a lot to talk about. Nikki has an amazing, beautiful wall calendar available that also has great gardening information. And when we come back, that's what we're going to talk about.
That's coming up next with Doug and Nikki on KDKA.
The holidays are all about sharing with family, meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Next hour, Coon's Cooking Hour. Frank and I in the kitchen cooking up some chili. Right now, we're cooking up some great gardening conversation. It is Doug Oster, DougOster.com, the organic gardener. Doug?
Back with our conversation with Nikki Jabor. She's an award-winning garden author, TV host, great gardener, and a wonderful person. Hey, Nikki.
Hey, Doug. Thanks again for having me. It's so fun.
Tell me about this wall calendar, because I was looking at it. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, I always wanted to be a calendar girl. So, I mean, you know, my publisher asked me a couple of years ago about using a calendar with some of the images from my books just to create like something that people could hang up and kind of see every day, really. And so there's images from the books, a lot of beautiful harvest images and different vegetables. And, of course, it's filled with, advice on season extension, advice on cold frame gardening, just advice on different types of crops I like to grow. So, you know, not only do you see pretty pictures of crops and vegetables, you actually get to learn a little bit, too, which is nice.
What is the best way for them to get that calendar?
Anywhere calendars are sold, so calendars, your favorite calendar shop will have it, bookstores, and of course, online, all the big online retailers as well.
How do you keep it all going here, Nikki, with all those that garden bed and a calendar, and you've written 4 books? Do I have that right?
You do, yeah. I mean, not as many as you, Doug, so that's a question for you as well, my friend.
I'm done writing books. I'm not writing another book unless someone begs me to.
Write that down.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah. I mean, we all juggle lots of balls in our lives. And, you know, I love what I do, for sure. People often ask about my staff for my garden, and it is a staff of one, and that is me. So, I mean, there's times I can cajole my husband or son into helping me move manure. But for the most part, yeah, 99.9% of everything in the garden is done by me. Which is what I like. I mean, I'm a gardener. I want to be doing all that stuff. It gives me joy. So I think anybody who gardens understands that for sure.
Yeah. So I think the last time that we saw each other in person was the first year that you guys launched Savvy Gardening. And our friend Jessica Walliser is one of the voices with Nikki at Savvy Gardening. So how long ago would that have been? When did Savvy Gardening start?
That cannot be the last time I saw you, Doug. Oh, my gosh.
In person, yes, it is, I think. Indianapolis, I think.
That was Quebec City. And that was, that was a fun place to visit, my goodness. But that would have been 2013, Doug.
Oh, boy.
So we launched Savvy Gardening in early 2014. This is our 10-year anniversary, and we welcome, between 1 and 2 million people a month to Savvy Gardening, depending on the time of year.
Yeah, explain what Savvy Gardening is and all the information that you guys are providing.
Well, like you, I love Jessica Wallacer. I mean, she's so amazing in so many ways, and Jess is incredible. And there's another Canadian garden expert and writer that I love, Tara Nolan. And the three of us, you know, always had so much fun when we'd meet up, which was usually once a year at these garden meetings. And we just thought, gosh, we should keep this going. And so we just teamed up to create a website that would cover all aspects of gardening, indoor and outdoor, food gardening, flowers, pollinators. I mean, gosh, Jess and bugs. Beneficial insects and all that, of course, diseases and pests. So we created this website, and you know, we add new articles still a couple times a week. We're on social media, of course, as well. But the goal is just to educate and inspire gardeners, and I really hope we've done that. But it has been an incredible 10 years to team up with these also fantastic, inspiring people. So I love Jess and Tara, and I'm so proud to be part of Savvy Gardening.
Having lunch with Jess on Friday, so I can't wait. Oh, we're going to catch up, and we do that about...
I saw her a year ago today for the last time we were in... we only see each other again occasionally in person, and we got to go to Florida for a Savvy Gardening getaway last year, and that was incredible.
That sounds fun. I remember hearing about it. let's talk about favorite tomato varieties. How has that changed for you over the years?
Oh my gosh, Doug, you know, every year I try new ones. I'm of course very attuned to your social media feeds because you always recommend such outstanding varieties. So the one I would say this year that was the hit of my garden, and I mean, I grow a lot of outstanding tomatoes, and when they reach, you know, like icon status in the family, I have to grow them every year, but I still add a few new ones in each season too. So this year, the big hit in my family was one from Row 7 Seeds called Midnight Roma. And it was slightly later to mature because it's one of those purpley tomatoes as well. And oh my gosh, the flavor is incredible. They recommend using it for sauces, which I did, but just fresh out of the garden. It was incredible. Highly recommend Midnight Roma. I suggest people try that one in 2025. What about you?
Well, actually, I completely changed my entire tomato garden and didn't plant many of my favorites. I went all the way with new varieties. This was all from Tomato Fest. Yeah. They were discontinued, like 200 varieties, and wow. I love what they do, you know, offering all these tomato seeds, and I just thought there were so many interesting ones there, so I just bought 10 packets of different seeds, and I guess the number one, well, what's kind of weird the way it worked out, my number one all-time tomato, one of them, is Heart of Italy, and the one that worked best for me from there was called Bull's Heart, and I like that heart-shaped pink, meaty tomato. There's another one called Less's Japanese Sweet, which I became a big hit. The same thing for me. It's like, what do the grandkids like, and what does my wife like, and then those are left in the rotation.
I'm looking up Less's Japanese Sweet right now. That looks like a beautiful tomato.
Yeah, that was good. Hey, Nikki, can you hang on through the news? I'm not done with all the questions I have for you.
Yes, sir. I'll hang on right here.
Oh, that would be awesome. We'll be back with Nikki right after this. I've got so many more questions for her. I told her only two segments, but she's kind enough to stay on for one more.
All right. So what you need to do, if you have a gardening question, line up now. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Next hour, Frank Dantisi and I, Coon's Cooking Hour, chili recipes today. And then Tri-State Neuropathy Center's Dr. Sean Ritchie and I in the 9 o'clock hour, Accurate Solutions at 10. And then the Coon's Market Black and Gold Sunday Show at 11 a.m. on KDKA. Good morning. All right, you have a gardening question, get on the phone because Doug's going to talk to you shortly at 866-391-1020. But the 10th caller right now wins a $25 gift certificate to Janoski's in Clinton. And that number to dial is 412-922-1020.
Well, back with Nikki Jabor. Nikki, thank you for hanging in there for another segment. I just have so much that I want to talk to you about. I miss talking to you.
You and me both, my friend. You used to be a regular guest at my show, and that was so much fun as well.
We always had fun. Let's go back to tomatoes. What is on the must-grow list for you and your family?
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, generally, I'm growing open-pollinated and heirloom varieties. But that said, with, you know, a rise in tomato diseases, and certain hybrids that are just outstanding. I do also grow a mix of hybrids too. So Sun Gold, I think that is a favorite for many people. It's indeterminate cherry, you know, variety that grows 7 feet tall and just has these beautiful, incredibly, incredibly sweet orange cherry-sized fruits. So delicious. Also, I really like Galahad. It's a great slicer. It only grows about 4 feet tall. Huge, beefy tomatoes, incredible flavor, and so resistant to many diseases. So, you know, as I try to take a bit of a more hands-off approach to the garden, I do appreciate, you know, varieties that offer good disease resistance, too.
So for Sun Gold this year, I did a late tomato planting contest.
And, ooh.
And a friend of mine had extra Sun Golds. He suggested this contest. We had three plants left. I met two people. They got to pick their favorites. I got the run of the litter, and we planted tomatoes on July 26th, and everybody got tomatoes, and I'm still picking Sun Golds, if you can believe that.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible. That's amazing. Wow. And I'm so jealous. Yeah, no frost. That's incredible.
It's very, very strange.
And
Sun Gold is my wife's favorite, so that's a must for my garden, too. And I'm doing the same thing you are. Lots of heirlooms, but certainly plenty of hybrids. And there's another thing that we are kindred spirits on, which is garlic.
Oh, my gosh. And, Doug, I have not gotten my garlic in the ground yet, which I know you'll say is fine because it's still only really early-ish mid-November. So that was my plan this weekend. It may or may not happen, but have you gotten yours planted?
I did, but you're better off planting later with the way the winters have started. I planted mine, and I'm going to talk about it when we're done. Well, we'll talk about it now. It's sprouted already, and which is okay. But if it freezes and sprouts again, that third time, in my experience, if it does that, it just takes away from the size of the bulb. So I think you're better off planting later. And you're planting a lot of garlic.
Yes, I am. I mean, I've probably 300 this year, but usually I say that and then I go up to close to 400. I mean, my husband's Lebanese, you know, there's never been a time they've told me, you've grown enough garlic for the family. I've never heard that. It's always like, why don't you plant more garlic? So I'm planting more garlic. And they love it. And I love it because I don't think there's a day like you, Doug, that I don't use garlic in my cooking. I love it. The difference between the store-bought and the homegrown garlic is huge. The first time I ever grew it and chopped up my own, I'm like, why is it juicy?
Right.
It's so delicious, right?
It's night and day. And when the garden garlic runs out, yes, there are other garlics out there you can buy, but it's just simple. It's not the complex flavors that, like you said, doesn't have that what we call juicy garlic. And but I'm like you. I have to have my garlic in. I will probably plant another round of garlic. And actually, I'm using the Savvy Gardening article on container garlic.
Oh, good.
That is the template for my last 5 years of growing in containers. And so...
Nice.
I always give credit where credit's due whenever I talk about that. But I will probably do 15-gallon fabric pots, fill them with good compost. I only do 3 cloves per 15-gallon container because I want the biggest bulbs I can get. And I don't have full sun, so I'm moving those fabric pots around. Before I let you go, I want to talk a little bit about your books. Year-round vegetable gardener. We've talked a little bit about it, but that is, like I said, that's basically the Bible if you want to grow over the winter. All the information in there.
I honestly didn't know if anybody would be interested in the weird winter gardens that I have with my vegetables, so I'm glad that other gardeners have seemed to like it and appreciate it and share that passion with me for wanting to extend the season. I mean, I just think that being as self-sufficient as possible, you know, and growing so many of these vegetables, I don't spend a lot of time fussing in my garden. You know, I do take a relatively hands-off approach. So I think it's something anybody can do. You don't need special skills to have a cold frame. I mean, I know you encourage gardeners to try it as well, Doug. It's something you can quite easily do with spinach and lettuces. Start with a few of your favorite crops and keep that season going. It's not that difficult.
Discuss the feeling of harvesting in January in Nova Scotia.
Elation, I would say. It is very exciting, and it never gets old. Like, you're pulling a carrot I mean, I still feel like that kid, you know, growing carrots in my family's vegetable garden. Except I know when I'm doing it in January and February, it's going to taste so sweet because the starches and the roots have converted to sugars. So it's just going to taste so much better than like a, I don't know, September or July carrot would taste. So that's super satisfying for me, obviously. It's a great feeling, you know, and always looking for new vegetables. It's easier now because so many seed catalogs talk about crops for cold season harvesting, and there's so much more diversity in the seed catalog. So it's easier now, I find, to be a year-round vegetable gardener, which I also appreciate.
Is most of your stuff now in cold frames and that big hoop tunnel?
You know, it's funny. Yes, but I actually think I have a lot of raised beds still filled with veg because I was doing a bunch of videos and stuff. So I have a bunch of mini hoop tunnels over top, which are just wires covered in row covers. And I need to kind of upgrade those to a little more sturdy structures for winter because they're packed with vegetables. And I hate to say the S word, but snow is not far away, Doug, okay? And I need to make those a little more winter hardy. So that is also on my weekend list to do. So it's going to be a busy, we have a long weekend up here, so it's going to be a busy next couple days.
Break down what a row cover is. You and I use that as mm-hmm. you know, oh, just a row cover, but not everybody knows what a row cover is.
Yeah, it kind of looks like a wedding veil, like that tulle type fabric. It's like this spun bonded fabric plastic cover that is very, very lightweight, allows light and a certain percentage of light and water and air to pass through, but it protects from frost. And there's different degrees and types of row covers. I use them for many, many years because I try to use less plastic in my garden. So when I buy something that's plastic, I want it to last for as long as possible. I float them on wire hoops or PVC hoops over top my vegetables to create these little mini greenhouses, quick and easy to build to DIY in the backyard. And, you know, again, they can extend your season by 6 to 8 weeks, depending what you're growing. Replace those covers or top them with plastic sheeting, and you can go even further depending on the types of vegetables. So it's a very easy way in a small space to grow food into winter.
You're amazing.
Back at you, my friend. Oh, my gosh. Your book, Tomatoes, Garlic, Basil, is still my Bible, and that's
I think
that was my gateway into becoming a garlic, you know, garlic crazy, I would say.
Oh, I'm that makes it makes my heart sore.
I love it.
I can turn anybody onto garlic. We talk a lot about garlic on the show, and I'm sure that you know, I smell like a garlic factory everywhere I go, but I don't care.
That's perfume, my friend. That is perfume.
Before I let you go, let's just talk a little bit about some other unique vegetables for cool weather that you do. Now, are you still planting at this point, or everything's planted and in place in your climate?
Yeah, it's planted in place. I could do some overwintering spinach at this point, or even arugula, or kale, which is just scattering the seeds in a bed and then letting them come up next spring. But no, I think I'm done planting at this point, and maybe in the polytunnel. But I usually hit pause from early November when our day length slips below 10 hours until early February when it gets back above 10 hours again. Because after it's, you know, elongating the season again, I can start planting and things will sprout, even if the temperatures are cold. So I'll start planting in cold frames and my polytunnel again in early February. So at this point, I'm done. But if you got vegetable suggestions, Doug, I am listening.
No, I'm waiting. I want your vegetable suggestions. Something unique you're planting in your cool weather garden.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly love that rainbow tatsoi. That's one of my favorite new picks mm-hmm. for 2024. Something that I hadn't grown before. But there's lots of different types of Asian greens you can grow. Yukina Savoy is so incredibly hardy. It's very similar to tatsoi. It's got these beautiful spoon-shaped leaves, forms these wonderful rosettes, great for fresh eating or, of course, stir-frying.
What is it called again?
Yukina Savoy. Yukina. Mm. Y-U-K-I-N-A. Yukina Savoy. Beautiful and delicious. But I also love all the different types of chards out there. I've got rainbow chards in the polytunnel right now. They don't go the whole winter, but they usually go to Christmas for me. Yeah. And holy smokes, they're so beautiful. And then I use them in some traditional Lebanese dishes as well, like fatayr, which is sort of like a hand pie. And spinach is often used in fatayr, but I like using chard. And it's just, you have those rainbow stems in there as well, which looks so nice. And these little hand pies when you take a bite and they're stuffed with pine nuts and feta cheese. Oh. So good.
Nikki, what's the best way for people to connect with you, to find your calendar, to find more about your books, more about your writing?
Yeah, well, I'd say social media, honestly. I mean, I'm at Nikki Jabor on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Blue Sky, which is popping up more there now. And also, of course, Savvy Gardening, all my writing with Jessica and Tara. My books are available wherever books are sold, as is the calendar for, well, I guess it's November, so for another month or so. And yeah, I hope people reach out and ask questions and share. I love learning from other gardeners like you. And there's just so much I can learn from gardeners. So please share, you know, what you love to grow and what works for you, because I can always learn from that.
Well, Nikki, I thank you so much for staying on with us and staying a little bit longer than I said. And I enjoyed talking to you and hope to see you someday in person.
Oh, I hope to see you up in Nova Scotia soon, Doug. And thank you so much for having me. It is a delight. And the best way to kick off my day is talking to you.
So All right, Nikki. Great to hear from you.
She has some energy.
Yeah, she's amazing. I mean, can you imagine writing these books, making videos all the time? Her social media is awesome. You know, and again, I'm learning from them. I feel great that she's learning a little bit from me, but she's just a ball of energy. Oof. You know, 35 raised beds. You got two grown kids, but they're like college age, I think. So they're back and forth. And we actually, the two of us talk a lot about fishing because her son is a fisherman. And so he sends a picture to her and she sends it to me and I send a picture of my fish to her to send it up to him. It's awesome. And I really miss seeing her in person. One of my bucket list things is something she told me about in Nova Scotia, where they would go out on their boat and they would catch squid and they would grill it on the boat right there, fresh. That just sounds so, so great to me. And when she discussed the Lebanese cooking, she's got all this information about different summer vegetables that you could use for different dishes. So I'm just glad to talk to her. She's just fun to talk to. That was a good talk.
It was. We'll take a break. We'll come back. This is The Organic Gardener on KDKA. All right, coming up next hour, we're talking chili recipes. You know, you were talking peppers. I've been eating some peppers because of you of late. You know, peppers can really do a number on a big bowl of chili. I love them.
I had some guys working at the house yesterday, and they love hot peppers. And I've been talking about these two hot peppers I got from Sorgles. One is called Jess's Purple Peach. The other one's called Pimenta Bella Purple. And they're hotter than you could possibly imagine. Again, I gave them to my friend Hot Pepper Dave for a taste test, and he was just like, these aren't a million Scoville. These are like 1.5 million, 1.8 million Scovilles, and that's hotter than like a ghost pepper. And so these guys...
devoured them.
He bit right into the Jess's Purple Peach, which is the hotter of the two, and I can't wait. I'm having... lunch with Jessica on Friday, and I gave her one of those Jess's Purple Peach plants in the spring. You know, the name's Jess, but it said it was 100,000 Scovilles. I thought it wasn't going to be that hot.
I don't want anything that hot. No way.
They're something else, and I still have a whole. I'm going to pick. I'm trying to see how long I can keep them going in the greenhouse. I'm like Nikki. I've got this old '60s. Glass greenhouse. It was built a kit from this company called Everlight out of Cleveland, and I've got it filled with all sorts of things like arugula, lettuces, bunching onions, kale, stuff like that. But I also put in my warm weather crops in there, and I got these two giant pepper plants. These pepper plants that I got from Sorgles have been like shrubs. They're amazing, and they're beautiful. It's like a beautiful purple foliage. But the peppers are too hot to eat. I don't even know why I grew them. I just thought it was such a novelty. But I've got people that will take them. And like I said, eventually I'm going to pick them all. And I'm just going to give them to Hot Pepper Dave. And he'll make a salsa out of them. And he'll give me the salsa. And I'll be able to eat like a
You know, one
teaspoon.
Thing, though, people need to know when you eat them. And I've eaten them before. You got to make sure your hands are washed when you're done. Because you end up like rubbing your eye. I mean, you just don't think.
I picked those peppers yesterday. And just threw them in a plastic bag, and that's what happened to me. Even just touching that pepper, yeah. But they're beautiful.
Why peppers? I mean, you just because of the novelty and
I don't know. Yeah, I've always like my son is really into hot peppers and hot food. He just won his third consecutive hot wing eating contest, and these are like million Scoville
blast furnace.
Yeah, like super hot and. Since he was a kid, we always ate hot peppers together, and people always said, "Well, why? why do you have to do it? I said, I don't know. It's like why do people climb a mountain? It's just there. It's just something that, like, it's a challenge.
Obstacle.
But for these, for me, growing them, it was just fun, and they were beautiful. And I knew some people would really get into the super hotness of them. I sent one. I have two videos on my YouTube channel, and you can see them on my website, DougOster.com, where Hot Pepper Dave ate the Pimenta Bella Purple, and then my friend Dave, who I used to work with at WQED, I knew he loved hot peppers, and his wife made one of him eating it, but he didn't just take a little nibble on the end. He bit the whole thing, and he's got milk and other things to try and get the heat, and he's like, Doug, why did you do this to me? But I've seen him eat a Carolina Reaper before. It's just... the flavor is amazing, but the pain is something else. And I'm actually, for that Jess's Purple Peach, assuming it was 100,000 Scovilles, not 1,000,008, I had one in the kitchen the first time, and I just bit into it.
Here's my motto, and I've learned, Doug, sometimes the beauty's not worth the pain.
That's a life lesson from Rob Pratt.
Thank you very much.
That's pretty good. I got time to talk about a couple other questions?
No, we're done. We talked peppers the entire time.
All right. If you didn't get your question answered or want to talk to me, go to DougOster.com. And remember, organic gardeners, you make our world brighter and safer with each seed you sow and every garden you grow.
News is next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.